I have a Father, Almighty Father. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I have a Father. I have a Father, the Almighty Father. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I have a Father. I have a Father, Almighty Father. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I have a Father. I have a Father, the Almighty Father. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I have a Father. Just raise your voice and glorify the Lord, because God Almighty is our Father. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, redeem us. We have the same Father as Jesus. We are privileged to be children of God. In a time like this, I can speak with boldness. I have a Father in heaven who takes care of us. Raise your voice and bless the Lord. Father, give you thanks for as many that are going to connect today. They are destined for change for good. As many who are destined to connect today, you are destined to connect with grace that will change your life forever. This is a very special day in history. And as we join to pray, we have a Father in heaven. Oh my God. We have a God that is faithful. So tonight, as we join our faith to pray, with people signing in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in America, the Middle East, we declare today we have a Father in heaven. Our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Raise your voice, glorify the Lord. You belong to the Father in heaven. Your Father is Almighty God. The Almighty God is all-sufficient. Your Father is alive. Your Father is able. Your Father cares. Your Father is the Almighty, the Creator of the heaven and earth. Raise your voice and glorify God. Father, give you thanks tonight. We declare we have a Father in heaven. The Almighty God is our Father. The Creator is my Father. He cares for His children. What a joy to know that the Heavenly Father is your Father. The Creator of the heaven and earth is our Father. He calls me son. God Almighty calls you daughter. He calls you son. You have a place in the heart of God. Let's just welcome the Holy Spirit to lead us in this day's prayer session. Let's welcome grace to lead us through today. Father, I give you thanks for the grace today. I give you thanks for the unction today. I give you thanks for the release of your power today. I give you thanks for the miracles today. I give you thanks because somebody is connecting to healing today. I give you thanks for the things you have programmed today to release to the nations of the world. I speak to you today. This is a prophetic day. This is a day of encounter. This is a destined day to bring a shifting in your life. I speak today at the sound of my voice. God destined you to break forth. We speak in your life the grace for new platforms, the grace for a breakthrough, the grace for encounter. Let this be a beginning of new beginnings in your life. Hallelujah, Lord. To God be the glory. Just welcome your hands, lift up your hands, and welcome the peace, welcome the joy, welcome His presence, welcome His covenant word. Just welcome every blessedness that is in Christ Jesus to locate you, locate your house. Raise our voice and pray. We open the doors of our hearts. We receive every grace today. We receive every word today. We receive every prophetic utterance today. We receive every covenant blessing today. I connect as many at the sound of my voice for an encounter with God that will change your life and make history in your family. This is a destined day. And Jesus knows your address. Jesus knows your name. Jesus knows your country. Jesus knows where you live. And His presence is right there with you. Hallelujah, Lord. It's time to begin our prayers now, please. We are praying for Mark chapter 9 today, please. Mark chapter 9. Just thank the Lord. That grace of God is sustaining you. Just thank the Lord, the grace of God that sustain you will sustain you every day of this month. Just thank the Lord, the grace of God that sustains will sustain you. Raise your voice and pray. We speak today as we begin our prayer session. The grace of God that sustain you will carry you. The grace of God will sustain you. The power of God will sustain you. The mercy of God will sustain you. The presence of God will sustain you. Every day of this month, every week of this year, we speak grace that sustains, will sustain you. Father in heaven will carry you in his hands. You are safe in the arms of the Father. Yes, you are safe. Hear the voice of God. You are safe in the arms of your Father. You are safe in the arms of the Almighty God. As long as we are in Christ, it shall be well. Hallelujah, Lord. Mark chapter 9 from verse 1, please. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 1 verse 9. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Oh man, I love this one. Now these are the words of Jesus. These words are echoing throughout generations. That there are some standing here, there are some in the prayer line, there are some watching me now, that you will not die of you will not die until you see the glory of God, until you see God's kingdom in your life. You will live until you see God's kingdom in your life. Like Simeon, you know the story of Simeon, the priest that dedicated Jesus in the temple. The Lord told Simeon that Simeon will not die until he will see the salvation of the Lord. And he lived very old until Jesus was born and he had to carry that baby Jesus. But the Lord is saying to you, you will see his glory while you are alive. You will see God's kingdom. You will get a foretaste, say for me, foretaste of glory here on earth. So Christ is saying, as many of you have faith, you will not die until you get a foretaste of God's kingdom here on earth. As it is in heaven, so shall it be in your life. Just say, Lord Jesus, I position myself to experience your great glory here in this season, in this year. Lord Jesus, I position myself to experience the power of your kingdom. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I speak today as a sound of my voice for those watching me in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in Middle East, in America. We declare by faith, you will not die until you have seen the salvation of the Lord. You will live strong until you see the glory of God. You will live strong until you experience God's kingdom in your life. The power of God's kingdom. The greatness of God's kingdom. That God himself will show up in your life. Now, take this serious. Because when I give my testimonies, my personal life, God spoke to me and I see it coming to pass again and again. But this day it concerns you. Say, oh Lord, I position myself to experience the power of your kingdom. Just say, oh Lord, I position myself to experience the blessedness of your kingdom. Yes, say, oh Lord, I position myself to experience the blessedness of being a child of God. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today to all my audience that the same God, the God of the kingdom, the God of salvation, the God, the rock of salvation, the God that changes life, the God that transforms life, you will not die until you experience the blessedness of salvation. You will see the hand of God. You will see the power of God. You will see the blessings of God. You will see the glory of God. You will experience Him while you are alive. You know, some people just believe that life will be better when they die and they go to heaven. Is that what you believe? I know heaven is glorious. But God says, Jesus said in John 10 verse 10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come to give life and to give this life in abundance that is here. Now, let's pray this one more time. For those who are just signing in, please turn your Bible, please. Mark chapter 9, verse 1. Make this verse prophetic verse in your life. Connect yourself with the rhema of this word. Yes, connect yourself with the rhema of this word. Mark chapter 9, verse 1. And he said unto them, verily means truly, truly. Truly, truly, I say unto you, there be some of them that stand here. We shall not taste death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. There are some that are standing here that are praying today. You will not taste death until you have seen God's kingdom come with power in your life. It is important to believe this way. You know, I want to challenge you to connect yourself with this prophetic word. You will experience God's kingdom here. You will experience the dimension of the glory. Say, oh Lord, I have been choosing to experience the full taste of heaven here on earth. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today at the sound of my voice on this special prophetic day. You will live as a child of God, experience the glory of God, experience the beauty of God, experience the wonders of God, experience the excellency of God, experience the tangible presence of God in your life. It's a dimension of glory of God. God wants to show himself to us. Oh, our Father, I pray today that you open the ears, open the eyes of those in the prayer line to believe and to expect and to have the faith that God wants to reveal himself to you. Yes, this is for you. God is saying to you, he wants to show you his glory. He wants to show you his beauty. He wants you to experience him now on earth. Experience the full taste of the goodness of God in the land of the living. Yes, Lord. Mark chapter 9, verse 2. Please get a Bible. Mark chapter 9, verse 2. And 6 days, after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John and leadeth them up into a high mountain. Now let's see, there are 3 words I want you to examine. The first thing, after 6 days, Jesus taketh. You know the word take? Jesus took Peter, James, and John. It was a selection. Jesus selected from the 12, 3 men. Can you tell yourself, say, oh Lord, I have been chosen by God in this season. Confess it boldly. Say, oh Lord, I have been chosen by God in this season to experience the hand of God. Raise your voice and declare. I speak today with all boldness. We have been chosen by God in our generation to be born again. We have been chosen by God in this generation to experience the salvation of God. You have been chosen by God in this season to experience the hand of God. Just confess it. Say the name of Jesus. I have been chosen by God in this season to experience the salvation of the Lord. So Jesus, take it. He took Peter, James, and John. It was the will of God. It was the choice of God. It was the will of God. It was the choice of God. God chose Peter, James, and John. Hear the voice of the Lord. This is your season. God has chosen you to know him. God has chosen you to see his glory. God has chosen you to experience the beauty of God. God has so much more in his mind concerning you. Just say the name of Jesus. I declare with boldness, I have been chosen by God to experience his salvation. I've been chosen by God to experience his beauty. I've been chosen by God to see his power, to experience his glory. Hear the voice of the Lord. Mark chapter 9, verse 2. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John. The next word you need to underline is the word leadeth them. So he took them and he led them. Can you see Jesus in front of you is walking and you are following behind? So he led them somewhere. You know, the greatest problem with many believers, many are not willing to be led by God. As many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the sons of God. Let's pray today. Just say, Lord Jesus, lead me into the future you have for me. Now, this will change your life. Pray this prayer today. Pray in the night. Say, Lord Jesus, lead me in the future you have for me. Lord Jesus, lead me to the future you have for me. Just say, Lord Jesus, lead me to the miracles you have prepared for me. Lord Jesus, lead me to the experience and the encounters you have prepared for me. Raise your voice, begin to pray. I speak today, oh Lord. Lord Jesus, lead us into the encounters you have prepared for us. Lord Jesus, lead us into the experiences you have prepared beforehand for us. Lord Jesus, lead us into the beauty of your presence. Lord Jesus, lead us into the mysteries of your kingdom. As many as are led by Jesus. You know what? I love Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Why? He leadeth me. You know, God cannot force you. You must follow. So today, I choose to follow the still small voice of the Lord. Just say after me, in the name of Jesus Christ, I choose to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I choose to follow the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. I choose to be led by God. I refuse to be led by the world. Now today, there's a choice out there. Some are led by fear. Some are led by medical reports. Some are led by media, social media news. But we choose to be led by the Lord. It's a conscious decision. Just say, Lord Jesus, I choose to be led by you. The world will not lead me. Social media will not lead me. Politics will not lead me. I submit myself to God to be led by God. Lead me to the living waters. Lead me to the path of righteousness. Raise your voice and declare, Father, lead me into the path of righteousness. Lead me to living waters. I speak today, as long as you listen to the voice of God, you are led by the Holy Spirit, your future is blessed. I speak today, as long as you are led by the voice of God, as long as you are led by the still small voice, you cannot cry and God will not answer you. He will lead you into a perfect day. Our God is faithful. Hallelujah, Lord. I bless all of you, daughter. I say, Aaliyah from London, I bless you. I love you, daughter. You are blessed. I say, my daughter, Immaculate from Boya, you are blessed. See you soon. Thank you. The Lord bless all of you. All who are watching different channels, you are blessed today and keep following, please. Click the share button and share to your friends now in Jesus' name. Mark chapter 9 verse 2. And after 6 days, Jesus took them with him, Peter, James, and John, and led them on the line they went up. He led them up into a high mountain apart. Jesus took them up. They were climbing a mountain. They were going higher one step at a time. He was taking them up the mountain. You know, it's important to see yourself climbing the mountain of life with Jesus. The enemy wants to take you down. Listen, when the enemy gets control of somebody, it pulls them downward and downward and downward. When Jesus leads you, he takes you higher and higher and higher. Let me say that one more time. When the enemy gets control of somebody, it takes that man downward, downward, downward. When Jesus leads your life, it takes you up and up and up and up. I love this one. Okay. So with Jesus, you can always go higher. I tell my boys, with Jesus, I can always succeed. With the devil, we fail. With Jesus, we go higher and higher and higher. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm going higher with you. Raise your voice and declare, I speak today at the sound of my voice. Jesus Christ is taking you upward. Jesus Christ is taking you forward. Jesus Christ is taking you higher. Yes, just say, Jesus Christ is taking me forward. Jesus Christ is taking me upward. Jesus Christ is taking me higher in life. No enemy will pull your life down. Your family will not go down. Your marriage will not go down. Your business will not go down. Your spiritual life will not go down. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord is in your life. As long as Jesus Christ is in you, He will sustain you and you will take steps higher and higher. Day by day, day by day. Keep climbing. It might be difficult, you might be sweating, but keep climbing with Jesus. Just say, Lord Jesus, no power will pull me down. Can you pray with boldness? Say, Lord Jesus, no power will pull me down in life. Raise your voice and declare. I speak today for our children, our sons and daughters, our mothers, our fathers, our businessmen, our staff. No power will pull your spiritual life down. Jesus took them up. So I challenge you today, keep going forward. Yes, keep going forward. Keep taking the step. Keep climbing. It might be difficult, just keep climbing. Just keep going with Jesus, higher and higher. The grace of God will take you to the next level. Just say, the grace of God is available to take me to the next height. Prophesy to yourself. Don't close your mouth. Prophesy to yourself. Just say, the grace of God is available to take me to the next height. Raise your voice and declare. I speak to them at the sound of my voice. The grace of God is available to take you to the next height. Just take the next step. Don't look behind. Put the pressure. Take the next step. The grace of God is available to take you to the next height. I speak to your job. You are going to the next height. I speak in your life this September, October, November, December, by the grace of my life, I connect my faith with your faith. You are not going down. You are going up in Jesus' name. The grace of God is taking you to the next height of your life. In your career, you are going forward. No enemy will pull you down. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. This is for somebody. This is somebody's rhema word. The grace of God is taking you to the next platform. No enemy will pull you down. You are climbing the ladder of life. So shall it be. Mark chapter 9, verse 2. After 6 days, Jesus took it with him Peter, James, and John and led them up into a high mountain apart. Now the word apart means separated alone. So Jesus took Peter, James, and John from the crowd, from the others, and Jesus with them, four of them, they went apart. They were separated. They were not in the multitudes. It was a small group. It was an inner circle. It was a special team. Can you see God saying, my daughter, I want to take you apart for special mission. My son, God is saying to you, I want to separate you for some secrets. God is saying to me today, hear the voice of God. Can God trust you to take your path to reveal some things to you? God is saying, I want some trustworthy men that I can share some secrets with them. To take your path, to give you some understanding, to separate you from the multitude. Say in the name of Jesus, today I separate myself from the crowd. Hey, don't close your mouth. Just confess it. Say in the name of Jesus, I separate myself from the multitudes. I distinguish myself for God. Hey, just confess it. In the name of Jesus, I separate myself from the crowd. I distinguish myself for the glory of God. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today at the sound of my voice as many men and women that today you are making a conscious decision to separate yourself from the multitudes, separate yourself from the crowd, distinguish yourself for the glory of God. Allow Jesus use you. Allow Jesus use you. God is saying, separate yourself. I want to use you. Hear the voice of the Lord. Thus says the Lord. This is the season to separate yourself. I want to use you. Hear the voice of God. Thus says the Lord. This is the season to separate yourself. Consecrate yourself. Withdraw yourself. I want to use you. Hear the voice of God. Separate yourself. I want to reveal myself to you in a secret place. I want to show you my glory in a secret place. Say, pray yourself to, for me to show you my glory. Hear the voice of God. This is your season to withdraw yourself, to separate yourself, to distinguish yourself, because the Almighty God wants to give you some divine information. Oh my God. Now in verse 2, the reason for that separation. After 6 days, Jesus taken with him Peter and James and John and led them up into a high mountain apart by himself, and he was transfigured before them. Jesus was transfigured. That means what? Transfiguration is a change into a higher dimension. So Jesus was changed into his heavenly dimension. They saw Jesus as he was in heaven. Wow. Let me say that again. These three men saw Jesus as though he was in heaven. They saw Jesus as though he was in heaven. His face was shining. His dresses were shining. He was glorious. That is the Jesus we need to know. Jesus beyond the cross. Jesus beyond the grave. Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father. Jesus, that is the Almighty, the all-powerful Jesus. Now listen, when you say in the name of Jesus, what picture comes in your mind? When you say in the name of Jesus, what image of Jesus do you have? We need the glorified Jesus. Say glorified Jesus. Certainly glorified Jesus. The glorified Jesus, the image of the glorified Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. That is the Jesus I believe in. Raise your voice and glorify God. I speak today at the sound of my voice, the Jesus Christ we worship is the Jesus that was crucified, he was buried, he rose again with power and glory. Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God the Father, full of glory, full of power, full of majesty. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. Raise your voice and glorify God. Father, I glorify you today. I pray, oh God, for as many as the sound of my voice, those on Facebook, those on the website, may God give you the revelation of Jesus Christ in glory. May God give you the revelation of the Almighty Jesus, of the all-glorious Jesus, the Almighty Jesus, the one on the throne. Jesus Christ is no more the Lamb. Jesus Christ came as a Lamb to die on the cross. But Jesus Christ is glorified. Oh my God, just here coming, Jesus Christ is glorified. Jesus Christ sits on the throne. Jesus Christ has no challenge. Jesus Christ can handle anything. There is no difficulty before Jesus Christ. Listen carefully. One of the persons, by the grace of God, God used me to bring this man, to raise this man from the dead. I did not even pray a long prayer. I was in a town called Tikoi, Cameroon. This man died in the Bada clinic. The wife was screaming and rolling on the floor. So I went to see. Dr. Bada called me to the room and said, Bishop, Pastor, sorry we lost him. I just said, Holy Ghost, touch! And the man jumped out of the bed. That's all. Holy Ghost, touch! I didn't pray long prayers, but Jesus Christ glorified himself. And I feel today in this prayer line, just say to me, oh Lord, I want to experience the glorified Jesus in my life. Raise your voice and pray. Just say, oh Lord, I want to experience the glorified Jesus. I want to embrace the glorified Jesus. I want to experience intimacy with this Jesus. Jesus is alive. At the sound of my voice, every knee will bow, every yoke is broken. Every sickness go, every diabetes go, every arthritis go, every cancer die in the name of Jesus. I cast every tumor, I rebuke every kidney problem, every liver problem, every bone marrow problem, whatever prostate problems, Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Jesus that is risen, Jesus Christ, full of glory, Jesus Christ, full of honor, Jesus Christ, at the right hand of God the Father, I come in the name of Jesus Christ to rebuke every sickness in this prayer line. Let Jesus show his glory. Oh my God. Before we end tonight, just lay your hands in your body. Lay your hands in your body. Just say, Jesus, manifest yourself in my life. Just pray over and over. Just say, Lord Jesus, manifest yourself in my life. Touch this body. Raise your voice and pray. Lord Jesus, manifest yourself in my life. Touch that area. Touch that place you feel pain. Rebuild that thing. Call that thing by name. Cast it out. I speak today, Lord Jesus, manifest yourself in your power. Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Manifest yourself in your glory. Visit every house. Those in London, visit them dead. Those in Germany, those in Thailand, those in China, those in Israel, those in Africa, those in the US. Holy Spirit, move at this very hour. Let Jesus Christ touch your system. Your eyes receive healing. Your bones receive healing. Every part of your body, at the mention of the name of Jesus, let life flow within you. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Before we end, please. Now, we are reading from verse 2. So, Jesus was transfigured. His form was changed. Mark 9, verse 3. And his raiment, his clothing, became shining exceedingly white as snow. As no fuller on earth can white him. I mean, his clothing changed. In verse 4, and he appeared unto him. I want us to pray verse 4 tomorrow. But today we see that when Jesus was transfigured, Bible says his dress, his appearance changed. His clothing changed. His dress became as white. There is, according to the version, no human dry cleaner can brighten the dress in that degree of excellence. Can you see Jesus beautiful, sparkling, white, no stain, no blemishes. From his head to his feet, the glory of God was radiating. Now listen, that is why in heaven there is no sun, there is no moon, there is no light, there is no day, it's just the glory of God. The glory of God brightens all the heaven. Wow, the beauty of Jesus Christ. So out of the body of Jesus, light emanates that brightens the whole heaven. Can you imagine that the whole heaven is lighted by the glory that comes out of the throne of God? Wow. Hey, just raise up your hand. Say, I welcome your glory in my life. Let's pray for 1 minute. If you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Just say, I welcome your glory in my life. Raise our voice and pray. Father, we pray today, oh God. We want to experience the glory of God in this day. I pray for the church of God. I pray for the pastors, the apostles, the bishops, the ministers, the evangelists, the deacons, the deaconesses. I pray for every child of God in this month. You will see the glorified Jesus. You will experience the beauty of Jesus. You will embrace Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Receive this glory. Let's pray for healing of the nation. And listen. You are living today not because you are so intelligent. For those watching me in UK, in Germany, in US, I want to give you a challenge to give an offering to World Mission. I want to pray for you. You can send your offering by email, by website, by PayPal account, by Cash App or Zelle. Some don't believe in offering, but listen carefully. My life was changed by a seed. I was in Nigeria in 1989 in Morris Redo Conference. And that's the first time I hear about giving a seed. Pastor Ayo preached that day, and all I had, I took that seed and dropped at the altar. That's the first that got a call from Morris Redo, and my life changed from that day. So I feel the anointing here in this service, and I want to give a challenge today. Feel free to send your offering. I will pray for you today. At the end of the service here, feel free, give a seed, and just sow that seed for your life, for the glory of God in your life. Father, bless as many who are following us around the world, and release this grace in your life. Let God reveal to you the glorified Jesus.
World Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying, and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.